This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome
to a very special episode of My Favorite Murder.
That's right. This is a self-promotional mini-sode. You've never experienced anything like this with us before.
That's right. It's going to fucking knock your socks off and shit.
You're not going to believe it. It's this is a mini-sode dedicated to the promotion of our brand new podcast network.
Yay!
That we are starting.
So excited. We're finally able, at this very moment, are finally able to tell you guys the first of our podcasts that are going to be on the new Exactly Right Network.
Yes, we have been working on this network and getting it launched and started for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been amazing.
In today's time, that's 10 years.
Yes, that's exactly right. It is exactly right. So we're finally excited to basically tell you what shows are going to be on it, what you have to look forward to, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah, and they're all debuting on the network this week, so you'll be able to hear them on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or wherever you listen, and so make sure you subscribe to those podcasts, and they're all starting with podcasts that already exist that we're like, these people are part of our MFM family, and so we would love to have them be on our network. So we're going to tell you guys about those now, and you're going to hear a little clips from them as well.
And we also just, so you know, we also, when we were choosing all these shows, kept in mind all the listeners that we've met, all the people that we've talked to, all the things that you guys are interested in, not just true crime, but things outside of true crime,
right,
and the kind of comedy like, and the people that we talk to. So it's been really exciting kind of developing this with you guys in mind.
Yeah, we wanted to expand the family, and it really does feel like that. We got offices, like fucking grown-ups and
yeah,
shit. It's like,
it's fully real.
I feel like an adult.
I know. It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
And it's something, since we've been, this whole thing has been such such a huge event in our lives anyway. It's like we get this very real kind of like, it's a project to put in all of the work that we're putting in, but not just on our own show,
yeah,
but like to support the voices that we believe in and to bring them to you,
yeah,
so that you meet, there's people that you already know, but then there's people that we get to introduce you to. It's just super exciting.
It's a really cool opportunity and we're excited. So the first one is the Fall Line podcast. It's hosted by Brooke Gently Hargrove and Lauren Norton, and it's just an incredible podcast. It's a true crime audio serial focused on marginalized communities in Georgia and covers one story per season, and there are more than 20 episodes you can listen to right now. And I love that they're focusing on these communities and marginalized victims that don't normally get covered on true crime shows and
right,
podcasts and that sort of thing. So it's a really great opportunity for us to bring you these really incredible stories.
Yeah, and Georgia's been a fan of these guys kind of since they started.
Yeah.
So it was also very exciting just to be able to, you know, when Georgia found out they didn't have a network, to be like, oh my God, will they join our family?
Yeah, like let's help them bring more stories to light, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah, so here's a little sample of that show.
That's right.
This is The Fall Line. Atlanta, 1989. Ground is broken on the Georgia Dome, which will one day be the home of the Falcons. The movie Driving Miss Daisy, which was shot in our city, premieres in theaters. Down south in Savannah, a man named Jim Wells is acquitted of the murder of a male sex worker. You might remember him from Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Emmanuel Hammond is formally charged with the murder of Julie Love, a Midtown Atlanta resident who ran out of gas on her way back from a business meeting. And at Grady Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, Janquia Brooks is born. Within 2 weeks, she'll be readmitted with meningitis. Because of her age, she's hospitalized in the nursery. And within 2 days, she disappears. And then, Atlanta, 1993. The Atlanta Braves can't be stopped. Construction has begun on the Centennial Olympic Stadium, and Georgia's cleanup and gentrification efforts are in high gear. March brings what's called the storm of the century. Georgia's hit with nearly 2 feet of snow, and among the 6-foot drifts, Atlanta grinds to a halt. There are only a handful of snowplows to serve the entire city. Something else happens in March, too. Tavish Sutton, born in February, is checked into Grady's Hugh Spaulding Children's Hospital for a minor abscess surgery. He's living with foster parents, but the permanency of the placement is unclear. Hours into his recovery, a nurse checks in on him. By the time she makes her way back around to check again, he's gone. Two babies gone in 4 years. And there was another between them who we've taken to calling Baby X and on whom there is no information available. We can't even say when that infant was taken, except that the year was 1992. As in the case of Janquia, the kidnapper was a juvenile, so without the necessary context to provide details on Baby X, we're left with 1989 and Janquia and 1993 and Tavish. Janquia was recovered in 24 hours. Tavish is still missing today.
Okay, so that's the fall line. That's one show to look forward to. There's also, to change tracks entirely, mm-hmm. we are hosting my other podcast. It's called Do You Need a Ride? Yay. It's a comedy podcast that me and stand-up comedian named Chris Fairbanks have been hosting for the past, I think it's been 5 years. Jeez. And essentially, well, we're gonna make our whole catalog available. We basically either pick up or drop off comedians at the airport who are either leaving for a gig or coming home from a gig. Mm-hmm. And then we just interview them in the car ride to or from LAX.
So hilarious.
It's Georgia's done it. There's an episode with Georgia. And more recently, Steven has become our sound guy in the car because Chris was the sound guy for the first 4 years. And it was real touch and go there for a while. But that actually added to a lot of the comedy.
Yeah.
So we've driven amazing comedians around, good friends, tons of hilarious people. And now that we're on Exactly Right, we're going to be obviously continuing this into the future. So we're both very excited that we get to do this. So here's a little sample of Do You Need a Ride?
This guy was going left. Gee right
whiz.
Here.
Oh,
holy shit.
Wow,
let's get some blinkers on, people.
You guys, don't get in car accidents, please.
We won't.
Guys,
we won't.
There's no way. I'm going 20 miles an hour on Sunset. it's raining so hard. It's
pouring.
Really kind of nuts.
It's adorable when it rains in LA.
All the kitty litter in the world couldn't absorb these cats and dogs.
I don't know about that. And I have only cute jackets. I don't have any functional raincoats or anything like people who live in places that this happens at.
Right.
I've never in my life owned an umbrella. Have you guys?
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Sometimes they're in and out of your life,
sure.
But I've never purchased and had a repeat use.
I think that's a guy thing.
I get maybe so.
Yeah. I get that. I've
had
not
some cute ones.
And I think it's very fitting that the one I have had all year is a Sex and the City umbrella.
Oh my God, I want to see you walking down the street.
One side of it just is an HBO logo, and it's like, hey, I work in the business, everybody.
Oh,
even when it's raining,
call.
I still might.
There's something about seeing Teamster. You can tell that this guy is a Teamster, and he's wearing a movie sweater from 7 years ago, and you're like, oh, you fucking did lighting on that.
Yeah,
you're still wearing the sweater.
Yes, yeah, Cirque du Soleil fleece.
Yes. Oh, no.
They're the Letterman's jackets of this town.
That's true.
They really are. The people, when you're going steady with someone, you usually give them your universal...
your Caroline in the City.
Thank
jacket.
You. Caroline in the City. I was just going to go studio.
Oh,
and you, that show, the fact that she was a cartoonist.
That's right.
Like a syndicated car. That, of course, had a giant $3 million studio apartment.
Yeah, her loft
What
was.
About news radio? Can we get a news radio hat in here?
What?
That would be the bad. If, yeah, if you're dating someone and they give you your news radio hat with a
divorcee,
they're definitely cheating on their wife.
Right?
I loved news radio so much.
I did too.
It was great.
It was so good.
Awesome. Really exciting.
So hilarious.
Great to have you, Karen.
Thank you. It's great to be on my own podcast network. It's a real honor.
And the next one is another podcast that I heard and was like, I am obsessed with this podcast. I've talked about it on the podcast on My Favorite Murder before as well.
Yeah.
It's called This Podcast Will Kill You. It's hosted by Aaron and Aaron, Aaron Welsh and Aaron Allman Updike. And it's so... And I just love it so much. The Aaron and Aaron are grad students studying disease ecology, which is so fucking cool. Every other week, they make drinks and talk about diseases and share tons of history and gory details. It's so creepy and lovely. If you're like me and you're obsessed with infectious diseases or not, or don't know anything about them, it's a perfect podcast for those of us. So here's a clip.
Warning for the squeamish. This is about to get graphic.
Inside Tony Love's fingers, they found pockets of pus the size of nickels. There was one in the center of his hand. It was the size of a golf ball. His left knee, the one he couldn't bend, was rigid and swollen.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Aaron Welsh.
And I'm Aaron Allman Updike.
And we're the host of This Podcast Will Kill You, a podcast that explores diseases and their effects on the world.
Each episode, we dive into a new disease. We cover its biology and explain exactly how it makes you sick. So you start with a fever, but then within 2 to 3 days, you're not getting better. And at the back of your throat, you'll see this thing, and it starts out white, just sort of attached to like the roof of your mouth and like back near your tonsils. And then it gets bigger.
I don't like this.
It just keeps getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And it starts out white, but as it grows to cover your entire soft palate, it can turn green.
Oh my.
Or gray or black.
God, black?
Yeah. And it's not really pus, because pus, you can kind of spit that out, right? Like mucus. You could sort of put your finger back there and scrape it off.
Oh, ugh.
You can't do that with this because it's stuck on. And if you try, like if you really, really try in there, you're just going to cause yourself to bleed a lot because it's stuck on there.
Then we trace its history over time, from its origins to its impacts on society.
Okay. So, if those cures seem a little crazy to you,
yeah,
hold on to your butts.
Oop. Oh, clenching.
You can also administer the ashes of the tail of a shrew mouse, but only if the shrew mouse survived the tail removal and then was set free. It's the only way it's going to work.
How do you administer the tail of a shrew mouse?
So, here's my favorite, though. Okay. The old skin of a snake that has been cast in spring. I don't know what that means. Beaten up, wait, with a male crab in wine.
Finally, we discuss the status of the disease in the world today.
And we do it all with a stiff drink by our side.
It's quarantini time. Our first season explored some of the most famous, or should we say infamous, diseases of all time, from influenza to HIV.
And now we're coming to you with season 2.
Make sure that you subscribe now so that you don't miss our first episode.
Until then, wash your hands.
You filthy animals.
Awesome.
Fun. Love it.
Hey, love it.
Let's have the host of this next podcast tell us about this next podcast.
We're lucky enough to have the Percast host, Stephen Ray Morris, right here.
Oh my God.
Stephen, tell us about your podcast that's going to be on Exactly Right.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm so honored. The Percast is Sarah Iyer and I, and we basically interview your favorite comedians. We've been doing this for three years now, interviewing your favorite comedians and actors and performers about their cats. And yes. It's really just about that chance. anyone who has pets can relate. I mean, one of my favorite compliments is when somebody's like, I don't even like cats. I love dogs, but I love your podcast.
To me, the ultimate compliment.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we just talk about everything that you would love. And I think if anybody has a pet, I think it's relatable. And if you don't have pets, then you can just, you know, enjoy it that way too.
You can live vicariously. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. I love the tagline that interviewing cat people because we can't talk to their cats.
Yes. Yeah. We're interviewing cat people because we can't talk to their cats.
I love that.
Here. All right. Take a sample of the Purrcast.
Let's do a clip.
I wish he could talk. I used to always think that I wish I could text him. And then I forget who, someone had a stand-up joke in their Netflix special about texting their animal. It's like, so true. There's times where I'd love to, you know, if I'm at work, just be like, things good? Just like, yeah, food's low. Not happy about it. I got a piece of my food in my water. It's expanding. Come home soon.
I definitely think my cat too, Penny Lane, she would definitely be like that. She would just send me like complaint updates. Yeah. It's like Buster is like trying to get into like the room again. I'm trying to hang out.
And then
like,
you got to do a group text with Buster and Penny Lane. I'm just trying to lay on the bed, Penny. Leave me be.
But Buster would just send tons of like, he would just send tons of memes in a row.
He's a memer.
Yeah. You know, of like, or like those like where it's like the text, you know, like dreams are always worth fulfilling or whatever. Yeah, it's like, oh, Buster.
I just love how Buster and Penny would be texting each other while they're in the same apartment. Because I've done that, like when I had a roommate, I would text him when we were
same.
Yeah.
I guess it's been a while since I've had a roommate. So yeah, I guess now.
Well, sometimes like you don't want to.
You guys lived in a mansion, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's like he would be in the east wing, I'd be in the other west wing.
The other side wing, the west wing. Mm-hmm. Where are the important decisions right. get made? The helm.
Samba had the whole north wing, so.
Yeah.
You know.
She would.
Yeah.
Classic her.
Awesome. Yay. We're so excited. Of course, Steven has to be with us. Part of the family.
Yep.
So go to Apple Podcasts, go to Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, download, subscribe.
Subscribe. That's right.
To those podcasts.
Rate, review, subscribe. That's always like the money in podcasts, obviously.
Right. That's like the kind of thing that gets you up the chart. So it means a lot to us when you do put, you know, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah, that's right. And also then subscribe to the newsletter that we're going to have at exactlyrightmedia.com, and then that way you'll find out about any of the new shows that are joining. We're onboarding a bunch of new shows in the new year.
That's right.
And a couple of them are going to be very exciting to Murdering Us specifically.
Yeah, and this is our first batch of shows that already exist, but then we're creating or helping people create a lot of new shows too, and we're so freaking excited to tell you guys about it. Karen and I have both been really, really, I think, anal about how this whole network is going to look.
Yes.
And we just really, we want podcasts that, you know, that speak to us and that we are excited to listen to ourselves. So there's no shit on this, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and also, you know, having gone through this experience with people loving this podcast, I really believe we took kind of the scaffolding of how we made this show and why we think people like it, and especially based on what people have told us about why they like it, and have applied that kind of concept to these other shows that we're picking, where it's like, are they people you'd want to hang out with? Is it subjects that are fascinating or repulsive or exciting that will like get you through a commute or a boring day at work or a terrible time in your life,
or you have your sister and you want to talk about it because you just love it so much? We're getting these pitches and it's like, this pitch for this podcast, I want to listen to this podcast right now.
Yeah,
that's how we know that it's something, you know, that's going to be really great on Exactly Right.
Yeah, so we're very excited to be bringing you this network, and thank you so much for all of your support. Can't wait, and stay sexy
and don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?